the electronic devices than us white folk, because we would be saying, I want my fucking language, you know?
Anyway, I would.
I ordered what looks like chilies with soup, with noodles, with some vegetables, and I think it is, after all, norm, some form of pork. But I'm assuming from the amount of chilies in here that I will probably be pooping tomorrow. Fire from the fucking dragon's own mouth. Alternatively, also known as the big fatty moment, where the gentleman callers realize the anus diaphragm was slightly too small for an expert's hand. Oh, so yes, while you feast on that picture in your minds, which you will never be able to erase, just want to say that I miss you and that I hope all is well.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I will probably be pooping tomorrow, also known as the Big Fatty moment.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4086. The BFO for Wednesday the 4th of October 2023, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about my day in a little quiz program, Chitter Chat, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, you whore.
Good morning. Skinheads, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all are your skinheads today, because y'all, Big Fatty is heading to the dermatologist. Yes, Big Fatty, Mrs. Freeze, as opposed to Mr. Freeze. Yes. And y'all, you know, they're always looking for the cancers on your head. Yes, Big Fatty, noggin cancer. I suppose, but y'all, you know, there are a couple little spots that I'm sure she's gonna wanna. Oh, let's just freeze that, and we'll freeze that, and you know, all that good stuff. Y'all, saying good morning today was Daddy Ron and the Turnip Head and my Northeast Straight Daddy. Y'all, today, the 4th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, first time I met this person was in Lost Wages, I believe. And y'all, first time I met him, he says, just couldn't stand listening to the BFO. Being Fatty, some things never change. And y'all, by the end of the weekend, y'all, he was back on the crack. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your crack. No, you get them hooked. You get them hooked on the BFO, then you get them hooked on the Wordle, and, you know, you never know. Big Fatty, y'all, met him several times in the Lost Wages and in the Nolans at the Pride 48 events. And y'all, he has been here to the villa on two different occasions for a long visit. Y'all, I am talking about everyone's favorite German Mexican from South Africa. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Hendrik. Big Fatty, we love Hendrik. Yeah, regardless of him being a ginger. Well, anyway, you know what they say about the gingers. No, Big Fatty, what do they say? Well, I don't remember, but I'm sure Hendrik will tell us or something. But y'all, if you see Hendrik on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or, on the streets of San Francisco, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Or, some cheese or something. I don't know.
Birthday, happy birthday.
We do indeed. Big Fay, a lot of Panama music today. Yes, it is. By the way, that was not Alex Elephant playing the Captain Kangaroo music. No, Big Fay. In fact, he hadn't even called in to say good morning to us. No, he hadn't. But anyway, by the way, y'all, any of you that want to be a good morninger here on the Lulu Show, just record good morning, and I'll play it eventually. Yes, Big Betty. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think here. Y'all, on Monday night, y'all, it was just a quiet afternoon. Y'all, it was really, really nice in Fat Acres yesterday. And I had a lovely evening. I had some supper and I watched the news and there's some new woman on the wheel. I think she's I didn't catch the very beginning of the wheel. You could tell she was new at it because y'all, she would walk across in front of the letters and turn and face where the letters were and then go back and punch them. Instead of punching them on the way as she crossed. But anyway, I think she's going to be there all week. Yes, Big Fatty. I think her name was, Bettina. Big Fatty, that name has been taken. We'll call her, Betsy. Betsy Wetsy. So Betsy is doing her thing. Y'all, I watched the Price is Right at night. And y'all, they had that Jeff Probst on, he was snuffing the torches because the wheel had spoken, you know, when people didn't make it into the showcase. Anyway, then after that, y'all, it was the Lotería Loca, and y'all, it was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't really. Didn't really understand it that much, but it was the Mexican bingo, but y'all, it was fun, and they do all kinds of crazy things and all on there, and the y'all the bonus game, y'all. You lose if the skull comes up. Big Freddy, everybody loses if the skull comes up. Well, that's true. Y'all headed to bed around 10 p.m. in the evening, which is late for Big Fatty. And y'all slept like a baby. Got up right before Miss Gayle King. Watched most of that. I watched until about 8:30. And, you know, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all had to go a little bit early and had to just do the streets of Fat Acres, because y'all, I had an appointment at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was getting some of Olive's jewelry appraised, and I had to go by and pick it up and get the appraisal. And y'all, there were two rings, they both appraised for more than I expected, and then the appraiser says they appraised for more than he expected too. But so I got that done, and then I went and made a deposit at the bank into Olive's account for some things that had come in. And then I headed on back home here. The Nip stopped by. I did get my share also before I left for my appointment. And the Nip has stopped by. And y'all have been trying to get things organized with Olive stuff. And I'm getting there, but I'm still not there. What is ongoing, bank stuff, what I've completed, and just general information kind of stuff. And y'all, I just want to make sure all my duckies are in a row. Yes, Big Betty, get those duckies in a row. And y'all, then I headed back here to the villa. Like I said, the Nip stopped by. I was back here by about 11 a.m., 11:15 a.m. Y'all, I had me some leftover Brussels sprouts and some cone beef. And yes, Big Fatty, you've been tooting ever since. It's true. And anyway, I was doing all kinds of stuff like that, and doing mainly Olive stuff early afternoon. And y'all, here I am recording the little show. But y'all, I think it came in on Saturday, and y'all, I forgot to do this yesterday, y'all, but there was something in the Villa Mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. It is a flat envelope. Y'all, it is from the Gravitas. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, he ran into old Veda out there at the homosexual rodeo. And y'all, I'm just going to see what the Gravitas has sent to me here. Let's just open this up here. Y'all, it's a flat. And so we'll see what it all is. Big Fatty, look. Y'all, it's a picture of the Glavitas and Veda and a cowboy, and it is an autographed picture. It says True Bird Party XOXO Chase Brown, and y'all, I chase him. Y'all, he's lovely dish, and y'all, there's a calendar. There's a calendar here, a mock in calendar. Oh, y'all, he's a lovely dish. Evidently he plays the music or sings or something. Y'all, poor thing, he doesn't have a single shirt that has a button on it. Y'all, I feel like we ought to take up a collection or something. He says hush. Oh, y'all, I'm just looking at all these. Y'all, he's got a nice, a lovely dish, hairy chest, and there's one shirt that has, it looks like it's got one button on it, and y'all, oh, he's uh, Y'all, y'all, I think the Glavitas has become a, oh, he's got the kind of the long hair in that one. And y'all, oh, and he's wearing a shirt here on the back cover that says, Jenny! Y'all, I think the Glavitas is part of his fan club or something. Be ready. So y'all, I'll put a picture up of all of this on the WWW at noon later today. And Glavitas, you know, he was a number one fan of the BFO in 2013. Thank you so much for that. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know.
This is into the BFO Amnesia Desk. Y'all, there was something I was going to tell you that was breaking news, but to tell you the truth, I can't remember. Big Fat.
F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty.
That is correct. Big Fatty, especially when you can't remember shit. You've got Archer disease, CRS. It's true. Y'all, I swear. Y'all, I'm not losing my mind. Yes, Big Fatty, that would insinuate that you had one to lose. It's true. Update on some quiz programs. Y'all, there's another new one. It's called the Snake Oil. And y'all, what they do is they have two different products that the contestants listen to pitches on, and they make up funny little commercial things for them. And one of them is real, and the other one is totally made up. And then they bet how much money they think is the real one and all. Y'all, it's kind of interesting because, y'all, both of them are just as batshit crazy as they come. And, y'all, it's that David Spade that hosts it. And, you know, he's kind of got that dry humor. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. But it's not bad. And I mentioned the Lotteria Loco. And I enjoyed that. And y'all, the Price is Right at night, and Raid the Cage are going to be moving to, are going to be on, starting on Friday nights. Y'all, Raid the Cage, it debuts on Friday the 13th. Big Fatty, how lucky. How lucky of them to do that. And y'all, Big Brother moves to Tuesday night. Big Fatty, that was last night. It's true. Oh, dear Gussie. Yeah, Big Brother is now Sunday nights at 10 p.m. And Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And Thursday night at 9 p.m. Big Fatty, can they just decide on one? Well, I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. I'll give you a full report about what the dermatologist had to say, and, you know, whether, you know, I'll have leprosy or whatever. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, that Hendrick, calling in to the Stinky Orangutans, and Hendrick, what's going to be the result of your birthday?
I will probably be pooping tomorrow, also known as the Big Fatty Moment.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's getting plenty of fiber with the way that's coming out. It's true.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.